reported that during a concert in Santa Cruz, California, he got a bit carried away and smashed a guitar in the great Pete Townsend tradition. And in response, the socially aware crowd shouted insults and booed him off the stage. Well, Mr. Byrne has a lot of fans out there, and some of them wrote in to say it never happened, or that it did happen, but not quite that way. Well, in order to set the record straight once and for all, we have invited Mr. Dan Byrne himself onto our show. Dan Byrne, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you.
Dan, it's great to have you here. So the question is, we need to get right to this, because we have this reputation to uphold for accuracy. What happened that night?
Least after the fact.
And, I think actually that it was my point that I lost by not getting the answer right. So we need to revise the whole tally for that week's show.
Well, we have him here.
You may have been right, yeah.
Okay. Now, what happened? It was set the scene first.
I was playing this song, right, called Jack Kramer Wood Racket. It starts out, I saw the Dalai Lama at the Hollywood Bowl, talking to the people with their beepers and their cell phones. It's kind of a doo-wop punk song. But then it goes into this chorus, which I'll try to clean up for the radio. It's, give me my God gosh darn Jack Kramer wood flipping racket. I can't keep it on the court no more. Give me my gosh and Jack Kramer wood and racket. Something I can hold on to. And over that part, the audience then has been instructed, like, they have their part, like the guys or the low voices are like, whoa, oh, oh, oh. And then if we could get like one of the high voices go Okay, so you ready? And a 1, 2, 3, 4. Give me my black train and ragged. I can't keep it on the court no more. Give me my Jack Kramer. We got this like frenzied moment, and I sort of the guitar became a tennis racket or something, and I started to channel McEnroe maybe, and the next thing I knew I completely destroyed my guitar.
Right.
And so up to that point the story was accurate as far as I can gather. I don't remember being booed off stage. I got another guitar and I played another hour and got tremendous standing ovations and like 8 encores and
but you did smash
that would
guitar.
Seem to indicate our story was wrong.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Dan, I'm so glad we had you on, and thank you for that leading that sing along and maybe our first ever. But now it is time to sing along with us.
Display
I guess
play my ignorance,
right? Because we have in fact invited you here to play a game that we are calling
After That Nightmare at O'Hare. You are never, God is your witness, going into the air again unless you grow wings.
With the heavy holiday travel season behind us, people all over America are now lying in their beds, the lights dimmed, trying to get their heart rate down to somewhere near normal and thinking seriously of taking the train the next time they want to go to St. Bart's. We've got 3 questions about the fun-filled world of commercial airline travel, and if you get 2 right, you will win our prize for one of our listeners, a little packet of peanuts bitterly thrown at their chest, plus Carl Castle's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Dan Byrne playing for?
Peter, he is playing for Jeanette Ivester of Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, then, Dan, please return your seat to an upright position because you're taking off. All right, here we go. Everybody knows that the aviation industry and its regulating agencies have their own particular argot, their slang. What is the official term for the most dangerous kind of airplane crash? Is it A, unscheduled aircraft/ground interface, B, controlled flight into terrain, or C, bad belly flop?
The first one sounds like, the complete euphemism thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try A on
You're
that.
You're going to go for unscheduled aircraft/ground interface. Sadly, no, it's B. It's controlled flight into terrain. That occurs when, essentially, intentionally or not, the pilot flies the plane into the ground. It could be because of bad weather, pilot confusion, or mechanical difficulties. All right, you still have 2 more chances.
So I got a sweep now, right?
Yes, you do. All right, here's your next question. Iceland Air, the official airline of Iceland, has been offering a new perk to its customers. Is it A, shiatsu foot massages from specially trained cabin attendants, B, extra pure ice cubes for drinks cut from a 1,000-year-old glacier, or C, free shots for all of the Icelandic national drink, a type of vodka known as Black Death?
Let's try A again.
You're going to go for A. A would be the shiatsu foot massages. As lovely as that sounds, the answer is, in fact, B, the ice cubes. A press release from Iceland Air says, quote, "Today, the purest of these icebergs are carefully cut into perfect cubes with high-tech ceramic saws. Sparkling, transparent, and dense, this 1,000-year-old ice has become known as the Diamond of Iceland."
Wow. It's friggin' ice. I mean, come on.
Well, that would be the alternative view,
I guess.
It's
water and it gets really cold.
Actually, we read about this.
Ice.
The presumed...
Still, there's something kind of sad about something that's 1,000 years
cutting
old slowly melting in a Dr. Pepper on a plane.
The presumed advantage of this, for you skeptics, is that this ice was frozen into the glacier a millennia ago before the Industrial Age, so it's absolutely pure. That's the plus.
Well,
that's
wait
the
a
reason.
Minute. Where do you get this information?
From...
I mean, is this the same thing that you got the boot off stage thing? Am I going to come back in 2 weeks and it's all... You were right.
Touché.
Well, that's the end of this show. We'll be seeing you guys. Tune in next for a rerun of Morning Edition on most of these radio stations.
We're going to have a representative from Iceland Air leading a sing-along next week. All right. We're moving on to your last question here. Swissair, the Swiss national airline, has come up with a plan to fight the growing phenomenon of unruly passengers on their flights. Is it A, seats pre-wired with stun gun terminals for instant incapacitation, B, a supply of liquid dilaudid to drop into selected passengers' drinks, that's a powerful depressant, or C, a rule change which allows cabin attendants to slap passengers who make sexual passes at them?
Wow. Well, dilaudid seems a little... I mean, that's like beyond the Black Death thing.
Yeah.
it's either stun guns or slapping.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
my the eternal
weird.
Choice.
well, what to do tonight?
God, you know, I would if it was. Also, I've said A every time and I've been wrong, so I'll stick with A. Stun guns.
We admire your commitment to that first letter of the alphabet.
Again.
No, you are wrong. It's in fact a rule change. They'll now slap you if you make a pass.
It's the slapping.
If you make a pass at those attractive Swiss cabin attendants, they will slap your face.
Wow.
They will also be given plastic handcuffs to restrain unruly passengers. Says an airline spokesman, quote, "We do not recommend it, but we accept it if our staff reacts when assaulted and will defend our staff in court."
So, has it boosted bookings among Swiss businessmen?
I don't know.
You like the slapping and the handcuffs?
Yes. Exactly. We've heard about those Alpine
types.
Can we
go 4 of 7?
So, no, I'm afraid it's time to get the results here of this particular contest. Carl, how airworthy is Dan Byrne?
Well, I hope he doesn't smash his guitar because of this, Peter. But Dan had no correct answers, so he scored a Flintoff, which means no prize for Jeanette Ivester.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeanette. But, Dan, it was a real pleasure to have you. Thanks for coming on and clearing up the air a little bit.
Thanks for having me on.
Now, before you go, I want to ask you something. We want to play a little bit of your music as we leave the segment, but we'd like it to be topic-related. Do you have any songs about airplanes or flight or travel?
Airplane blues.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
It's a Lightning Hopkins song, actually.
Okay.
I got a woman, she's always out of town. I got a woman, she's always out of town. I'm gonna buy me an airplane, I'm gonna fly that woman down. Next time we fly, I'm gonna take it for a trip down across the world. Next time we fly, I'm gonna take it for a trip down across the world. I'm gonna find me a treetop, just like that old flying squirrel.
Okay, panel, on to some of the rest of the week's news. Charlie, please listen to this from Morning Edition.
Sometimes you get